Today, we were joined by Kaitan Sun and Joshua Zhen, the founder of Epictopia, a transformative platform that blends life journal tracking with AI generative insight, revolutionizing personal growth. Kaitan and Joshua, both with background in business and data science, recognize the struggle many faces in translating aspiration into concrete action. That's where Epictopia comes in. It's not just another journaling app. It's your personalized AI guide to help you discover the why behind your goal and craft a plan to bring them to life. Throughout this episode, we will deep dive their pivot from a social sharing platform to an AI-powered personal development tool. We will uncover the key features, their brainstorm process to set Epictopia apart, like AI-generated plan, insightful weekly summaries, and the unique app structure that allow for focused goal management. We will also gain valuable insight from Kaitan Sun and Joshua's experience as a founder right at the center of Silicon Valley. They will share the challenge they face and how they build a strong company culture. Whether you are looking to improve your relationship, learn a new skill, or simply become a better version of yourself, this episode is packed with inspiration and actionable advice. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever you listen, and leave us a review. We love to hear from you, and we read every comment. This is the best way to avoid missing future episodes and greatly help our podcast. This episode is brought to you by ThinkMind, your personalized AI-powered leadership coach designed to empower you with self-awareness. Ever feel stuck, unable to apply leadership tips you've learned from coaches, books, or video, especially during those difficult conversations? Or maybe you've caught yourself letting emotion taking over, saying yes too often when you didn't mean to, and rushing into decisions? If those sounds familiar, ThinkMind is here for you. Using cutting-edge technology, ThinkMind helps you recognize those tendencies and give you the tool to lead with clarity and confidence for your team, and most importantly, for yourself. Ready to level up your leadership? Check the show notes below to sign up. The original podcast is in Mandarin. However, I believe the content is valuable for anyone who is interested in leadership and self-awareness. The coming audio overview is generated by Google's Notebook LM and verified by human. If you would like to listen to Mandarin, the link is in the show notes below. Enjoy.
All right. So today we're going to dive into Epictopia.
Epictopia.
Yeah. You sent us this interview with the founders.
Okay.
Kaitan Sun and Joshua Zhang.
Yeah.
And I got to say, their story is fascinating, right?
Mm.
It's this blend of data, science, and personal growth, kind of unexpected.
Yeah.
And they've created this app, Epictopia, which is kind of like, you know, if you took a personal journal, gave it a serious tech upgrade.
Yeah. It's really interesting how they even got to this point, though, you know?
Right.
Their initial vision for the app was actually quite different.
Really?
Yeah. Epictopia started out as a social platform.
Okay.
Like a place where people could, you know, kind of document their personal journeys, share their goals, connect with others who are on similar paths.
Huh. So it's almost like they stumbled onto something bigger along the way.
Yeah. You can definitely say that their first version of the app,
okay,
you know, what we call an MVP in the tech world, the minimum viable product, it didn't really take off the way they'd hoped.
Mm-hmm.
And through that process, you know, Kaitan and Joshua, they realized something really important.
Okay.
People weren't just looking to, you know, document their goals or share their experiences.
Right.
They were craving tools that would actually help them achieve those goals.
So instead of just, you know, sharing your journey,
yeah,
it became about actually making progress on it.
Exactly. That's when they started incorporating things like to-do lists,
okay,
habit trackers, you know, features that would really help people move forward.
Yeah.
And then crucially, you know, this is where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
The AI-powered planning features came into play. And, you know, this wasn't just some random tech trend they jumped on, both Kaitan and Joshua. They're deeply into AI, personally.
Oh, wow.
Like, they use ChatGPT extensively for all sorts of things.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking everything from, you know, doing medical research to having philosophical discussions with the AI. So that personal fascination with AI, it really shaped Epictopia's evolution.
It's like they took their own AI adventures.
Yeah.
And poured that knowledge into the app.
Exactly.
I love that. So did it work? I mean, did users actually respond to this new AI-powered direction?
Well, The numbers definitely seem to indicate that after they introduced those AI features,
okay,
Epictopia saw a pretty significant increase in paid users.
Oh, wow.
Which suggests that people are really finding value in this personalized approach.
All right, so let's get into how the app actually works.
Okay.
You know, one thing that really caught my eye when I was reading through this material was their concept of epics.
Right.
Just sounds so grand.
It's a clever choice of words.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in project management, epic is often used to describe those, you know, large-scale projects, ones that have a major impact.
Right.
And Epictopia, it borrows that term to represent significant personal journeys.
I see.
You know, it emphasizes that this is about meaningful, long-term goals. Not just, you know, checking off small tasks on a to-do list.
It's about embarking on these grand adventures.
Yeah.
I love that. It's not just about, you know, personal development in that traditional sense of, like, self-improvement.
Right.
It's about pursuing anything that brings you joy and growth.
And it can really apply to any aspect of life.
Yeah.
I mean, even Joshua, he uses an epic to meticulously document his cooking experiments.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's apparently quite the chef in his spare time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Love it. Speaking of self-improvement, one thing that really struck me about K-10 was her story about her annual personal reflections.
Yeah, her journaling.
Yeah, she really digs deep, right?
Yes, it does.
Like journaling about her emotional state, her relationships, her work, everything.
She really believes in the power of self-awareness.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, random journaling for her. She has a system.
Yep.
She analyzes her entries year after year, you know, looking for patterns.
Oh.
And she's actually been able to identify some really interesting things about herself through this process.
Like what?
Well, for example, she noticed a tendency to kind of isolate herself after, you know, really intense work periods, which, you know, once she became aware of that, she could start developing strategies to manage her energy better.
Right. So it's like she's using data from her own life to optimize her well-being.
Exactly. It's brilliant.
It is. But it also makes you wonder, you know, how many of us are walking around with these hidden patterns?
Oh, yeah.
Affecting us without even realizing it.
That's a great point.
So we've got this AI, we've got this self-reflection. What else did they highlight as being kind of crucial for personal growth?
Well, they both emphasize the importance of two core values.
Okay.
Optimism and action.
Optimism and action, okay.
And, you know, K-10 in particular, she has this incredible ability to reframe negative experiences into positive ones.
Really?
Yeah. She shared this story about, you know, feeling completely defeated after their first MVP failed.
Right. That first version of the app.
Exactly. But instead of, you know, spiraling into negativity, she actually envisioned a future where she could still pursue her vision even if the company didn't make it.
Wow.
Which is, you know, it's incredibly powerful.
It is. It's like she refused to let that setback define her.
Yeah. And this ties in perfectly with Joshua's perspective.
Right.
He really believes that persistence is key.
Persistence.
You know, even when you face obstacles, that unwavering belief in your vision, that relentless action, that's what ultimately increases your chances of success.
It's a powerful combination.
It is.
So we have self-awareness through reflection, optimism to fuel our journey, the drive to take action.
Right.
What about their leadership style at Epictopia?
Oh, that's another fascinating aspect.
Yeah.
Transparency is really at the heart of their company culture.
Transparency, okay.
Yeah, they foster this environment where everyone feels comfortable sharing their ideas, you know, challenging assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
They even have these regular roundtable discussions to make sure that everyone has a voice, regardless of their position.
So it's like they're trying to break down those hierarchies.
Exactly. And Peyton also believes strongly in fostering a sense of ownership among her team members.
Ownership.
They have regular self-reviews where employees, you know, reflect on their performance, identify areas for improvement.
Right.
And she encourages them to go above and beyond, you know, to proactively find ways to contribute.
To really take initiative.
Yes. And to ensure everyone is on the same page.
Okay.
They have something called benchmark behaviors.
Benchmark behaviors. What are those?
Essentially, these are clear expectations for how everyone at the company should conduct themselves.
Okay.
Employees, managers, everyone. It's like a shared code of conduct.
Interesting.
And these behaviors are actually documented transparently.
Oh, wow.
And they're reviewed regularly to make sure they stay relevant.
That's smart. Yeah. So they've created this incredibly positive, supportive work environment. How do they find people who actually fit into that? Like, what are they looking for when they hire new team members?
Well, given that they're in this, you know, fast-paced startup environment,
right.
K-10 really stresses the importance of prioritizing technical skills.
Okay.
You know, they need people who can hit the ground running.
They said.
But she also recognizes that skills alone aren't enough.
So it's not just what you know, but also your ability to learn and adapt.
Exactly. She uses some really interesting interview questions to try and gauge a candidate's learning aptitude.
Like what? Give me an example.
Oh, well, she might ask about, you know, new technologies or knowledge they've acquired in the past few months.
Okay.
Or she'll have them describe a passion or a hobby they pursued outside of work.
Oh, interesting.
Focusing on, you know, the challenges they faced and the progress they made.
It's like she's trying to get a glimpse into their inner drive.
Exactly.
So she can see if they have that, you know, intellectual curiosity, a desire to grow.
And she actually has this fascinating scoring system that she uses to evaluate the responses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So a low scoring answer, for example, would be, you know, someone who either can't identify anything they've learned recently.
Okay.
Or doesn't see the need to keep learning new things.
Yeah, that would be a red flag for sure.
Especially in a field like tech,
yeah, right,
where things are constantly changing.
Exactly.
And then you have kind of the mid-range responses.
Okay.
Where, you know, someone has learned some new skills, but it's all very directly related to their current role.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. But it doesn't necessarily, you know, signal that proactive approach to learning.
Right.
Or that desire to really stretch beyond their comfort zone.
So what does a high scoring answer look like?
It comes from those candidates who have actively sought out knowledge beyond, you know, the immediate requirements of their role.
Okay.
They're driven by their own curiosity, their desire to explore new areas.
So it's that growth mindset that she's really looking for.
Exactly. And then there's the exceptional answer.
Oh, there's another level.
Yeah, this is the one that gets like 120% score.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What does that look like?
This is someone who's not just, you know, keeping up with the latest trends. They're actively engaging with cutting-edge technologies.
Mm.
Like, if a new large language model emerges, they're not just reading about it.
Right.
They're diving into the algorithm. They're exploring its potential applications.
So it's that deep level of engagement.
Yeah, that's what really sets them apart.
It sounds like they're not just looking for people who are skilled,
mm-hmm,
but also intellectually curious, constantly striving to grow.
And, you know, it all aligns so well with Epictopia's mission,
right,
of empowering personal growth.
But it's not just about these grand aspirations either.
No.
Remember that Japanese book Kaiten mentioned?
Oh, a handbook for achieving goals for the first time.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one she said had some surprisingly profound insights.
Yeah, she found it fascinating that it actually emphasized the importance of incorporating, you know, small acts of kindness into your routine.
Oh.
Yeah, even amidst your pursuit of your big goals.
Okay, so it's suggesting that personal growth isn't just about individual achievement.
Right.
It's also about our impact on others.
Exactly.
It's recognizing that we're all interconnected,
mm-hmm,
and that even small gestures can have a ripple effect.
It's a really beautiful concept.
It is. So how do you see this playing out in the context of, you know, using Epictopia?
Well, imagine if the app not only helped you, you know, track your progress towards your goals,
mm-hmm,
but also encouraged you to integrate those acts of kindness into your daily routine.
I like that.
You know, maybe it suggests small challenges or prompts you to reflect on how you've positively impacted someone.
It's like weaving kindness into the fabric of personal growth.
Exactly. And I think that's where things get really powerful.
Yeah.
It's not just about achieving your own goals, but about contributing to something larger than yourself.
I love that.
And, you know, on that note, I think it's a good time for us to take a quick pause. When we come back, we'll explore how Kaiten and Joshua's insights can be applied to your own life, even if you're not a tech entrepreneur.
Sounds good.
Now, you know, you might be thinking like, okay, this is all really cool.
Yeah.
But what does it have to do with me? Like, what can I actually take away from this Epictopia story?
Right. It's easy to get kind of caught up in the specifics of their app.
Yeah.
Or, you know, their company culture and miss those broader lessons.
Exactly.
So let's bring it back down to earth for a minute.
Okay.
What are the key takeaways here,
mm-hmm,
that could apply to, you know, anyone listening?
Well, first of all, I think their journey is a great reminder of the power of embracing change.
Okay.
You know, Epictopia started as this social platform.
Right.
It wasn't until they were willing to, you know, experiment, get feedback, and make that crucial pivot that they discovered the true potential of their idea.
It reminds us that it's okay to kind of course correct along the way.
Exactly.
You know, refine our goals,
mm-hmm,
our approaches as we learn and grow.
It's all part of the process.
Nothing set in stone.
And their emphasis on self-reflection,
right,
optimism, taking action, those are, you know, universal principles that can benefit anyone.
let's dig into the self-reflection piece for a sec.
Okay.
You know, it's one thing to say it's important.
Right.
But how do we actually make it a habit? Something that's woven into our lives.
Well, I think K-10's system of those yearly reviews is a great example.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't just think about her experiences. She actively documents them.
Okay.
And in doing so, she creates this, you know, rich data set of her own life.
Right.
Which allows her to then go back and spot those recurring patterns.
Right. Like her tendency to withdraw after intense work.
Exactly. And, you know, maybe not everyone needs to adopt her exact method.
Right.
But the key takeaway is to move beyond those vague intentions and create a concrete practice.
So find a system that works for you.
Yeah. I mean, tools like Epictopia can be helpful for that.
Mm-hmm.
But even just a simple journal can be incredibly powerful.
All right. So we talk about self-reflection.
Yes.
Now, optimism, that can be a tricky one.
Oh, for sure.
It's easy to be positive when things are going well.
Right. Yeah. But how do you maintain that outlook when you're facing challenges?
Exactly. Like when you're hitting those roadblocks.
Like Ketan did with that first version of the app.
Right.
That's where I think the art of reframing comes in.
Reframing, okay.
Ketan's story about, you know, visualizing her future even if the company failed.
Yeah.
That's a prime example. By shifting her perspective, she transformed what could have been a source of despair into a source of motivation.
So it's about choosing to focus on those possibilities that still exist, even amidst the difficulties.
And that, of course, ties into the importance of taking action.
Right. It's not enough to just think positive thoughts.
Exactly. You have to put those thoughts into motion.
And Ketan and Joshua's story is full of examples of that.
Yeah.
From experimenting with AI to pivoting their business model.
Yeah. They didn't just sit around waiting for things to happen.
Right. They made things happen.
And I think their leadership style offers some valuable insights as well.
Yeah. Even if you're not, you know, in a leadership position.
Right. Think about how those principles of transparency, ownership, open communication could apply to your own life.
What if you brought those qualities to your relationships?
Yeah.
Your collaborations, your personal projects even.
It's a powerful shift in perspective.
Absolutely. And let's not forget their emphasis on continuous learning.
Yes.
Adaptability.
Yeah.
You know, in a world where everything is constantly evolving.
It's more important than ever.
It is. You know, remember Joshua's epic dedicated to his cooking experiment?
Oh, yeah.
It highlights that learning and growth can come from anywhere.
Not just from, you know, traditional sources.
Exactly.
It's about nurturing that inner drive to explore, experiment, push beyond your comfort zone.
Before we move on, let's revisit that fascinating concept from that Japanese book Ketan mentioned. A handbook for achieving goals for the first time.
The one about incorporating small acts of kindness.
Yes. You know, even while striving for our own goals.
Right. We often think of personal growth as this individualistic pursuit. Mm-hmm. But what if we broadened that definition?
Okay.
To include our positive impact on others.
So it's about recognizing that our actions have this ripple effect.
Exactly.
That they extend beyond ourselves.
And that even small gestures can make a difference.
Imagine if we all made a conscious effort.
Yeah.
To integrate those small acts of kindness into our routines.
Like just offering a genuine compliment.
Yeah.
Lending a helping hand.
Mm-hmm.
Simply being present for someone who needs it.
You know, those might seem like insignificant actions.
Right.
But they have this incredible power to brighten someone's day.
To create that ripple effect of positivity.
And who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those acts of kindness will circle back to you in unexpected ways.
I love that.
Enriching your own life.
Yeah.
Maybe even supporting your goals.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. This idea of personal growth that's intertwined with the well-being of others.
So as we kind of transition to our final thoughts here.
Okay.
Let's take a moment for a bit of introspection.
Okay.
What are some small acts of kindness that you could weave into your routine?
Yeah.
And how might those actions not only benefit others, but also contribute to your own personal growth?
We've really covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
You know, this whole deep dive into Epictopia, from the evolution of the app to Ketan and Joshua's, you know, leadership philosophy.
So your approach to AI.
Yeah. And even that, you know, that idea of integrating small acts of kindness.
Right.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. And, you know, throughout all of this,
one
thing that really stuck with me was K-10's observation.
What's that?
That a significant majority of people, maybe even like 80%,
wow,
aren't really clear on what their goals actually are.
that's a lot of people.
It is.
And it's so easy to get caught up in, you know,
the day to day.
Yeah, the daily grind. Yeah. And kind of lose sight of those bigger aspirations.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, we might have these vague notions.
Right.
But to actually translate those into concrete steps,
yeah,
that's where it gets tricky.
That's the real challenge.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
here's a final question for you to ponder.
Right.
Imagine you had this opportunity to design your ideal epic.
Oh, within Epictopia.
Yeah, like what would that significant personal journey look like for you?
It's a good question.
It is, because it forces you to, you know,
yeah,
really confront what truly matters.
What are you hoping to achieve?
Exactly. What is that one, you know, grand pursuit, that epic quest that you want to embark on?
And how would you measure your progress?
Right. What are those milestones or benchmarks along the way?
And, you know, it doesn't have to be something monumental.
Yeah.
Your epic, I mean,
could be a small thing.
Yeah, like learning a new skill,
right,
or strengthening a relationship, or even just carving out more time for a hobby.
Right. It's about finding something that, you know,
yeah,
really sparks your passion.
That aligns with your values.
Exactly. And then, of course,
yeah,
taking action.
That's key.
Even if those first steps are, you know, small or imperfect.
Just start moving.
You know, Catan and Joshua's story really embodies this whole idea.
Embracing the journey.
Yeah, this ongoing journey of personal growth.
Striving for continuous improvement.
And using technology, AI, as tools to, you know, support that process.
It's inspiring, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
So as we conclude this deep dive into Epictopia,
yeah,
we leave you with this final thought-provoking question.
All right, hit us with it.
What's your epic?
Thank you for staying with us at the end of the show. If you would like to reach our guest, the contact info is in the show notes below. See you next time.